Congress is racing to approve must-pass defense authorization bill. This is a massive policy bill that has passed for the last 62 years, but as we know, they try to attach other things to it to kind of get some partisan issues on the docket as well. So let's see what's happening down there in Washington with our good friends in Congress. Roxana Tyron joins us, Bloomberg government senior defense reporter. So Roxana, are we going to get this deal? Roxana, are we going to get this deal, this piece of legislation passed? And if so, when?
Thanks for having me. That's a very good question. We're in the sort of quagmire stage of negotiations where everybody finds a reason to oppose this massive defense bill because of the provisions that are in it. I think eventually by say the end of by Christmas time, the bill will be approved, because without it, the reason it's considered must pass, without it, troops cannot get raises or harms pay, combat pay, and military construction cannot happen without authorization in this bill. So lawmakers, really understand that this has to pass. But right now, they're in the stage, they're almost done. Negotiations are almost done, but there's a few things that are holding it up. One is the AUKUS deal. It's the National Security Pact between U.S., United Kingdom, and Australia. There's a specific provision that everybody wants to see, which is the transfer of submarines to Australia, but it's being held up by none other than the top Republican on the Senate Armed Services Committee, who wants to see money appropriated for the U.S. industrial base in order to approve this transfer. That money is now held up in the National Security Supplemental, which so far is going nowhere. So that means that the fate of the defense policy bill is closely tied right now to Congress being able to pass a National Security Supplemental.
Has this historically been a point of negotiation to hold up this bill to kind of get what you want? Or are there specific things within this related to, say, I don't know, border security that Republicans find objectionable, or either party?
It's the kind of bill that always goes towards the end of the year because it attracts so many other priorities, and it's traditionally been held back because of that. Not necessarily. I mean, it always has controversy, but not. They always manage to figure it out. So that's why I'm optimistic that this will happen. But there's other things. For example, Congress is debating whether to extend digital surveillance of foreign nationals, FISA. They're arguing over this particular National Security Pact and transfer of Virginia class submarines. There are other culture war issues that Republicans in the House put on this bill that they want to see happen, like basically anti DEI or critical race theory in the military. So there's a lot of other things that they want to see done. But
where would critical race theory come up in the military?
Well, the Republicans complain that that there's the troops are being subjected to learning about critical race theory.
Interesting.
Right. They made this very much a culture war situation.
So, Roxana, what is the kind of the drop? Is there a drop dead date?
There is. In fact, it's December 31st.
Oh, okay.
Because at the end of the year, when most of the authorizations and the policies expire, and so they would have to, they don't want to let this lapse, and so they would have to definitely approve it before.
And when
before
does Congress leave for the holidays? Is that really the de facto date?
Yes, really. And right now they're scheduled for December 15th. But the way things are going with the national security supplemental, with the entire debate over border security that basically is holding up everything in that national security supplemental, I don't think December 15th is the likely date. We're more looking to the week after, December 22nd.
Can this give, say, Democrats ammunition to say, Republicans, for all their talk, they're anti-military, anti-defense?
Sure, yes, but the Republicans also basically have the Democrats cornered about the need for border security, and we saw yesterday when the Biden administration briefed senators on the national security package, Republicans actually walked out because the Biden administration wasn't prepared to address border security, and so they're making this a big issue. And without the Republicans supporting the national security supplemental, which is obviously a separate bill, everything is going to be held up, including the big defense policy bill.
All right. Kind of adjacent to this is, when is a government going to run out of money? Talk to us about where that part of the whole thing is.
So Ukraine funding, you mean?
I think we've kind of kicked the can down the road in terms of funding the U.S. government. Is that a January date?
Yeah, so there's two dates. There's a January date for the Defense Department, in particular, it's February 2nd. They staggered it. So the stopgap funding goes through, I think, January 19th for a few agencies, and then for the rest of the agencies, it expires February 2nd. And so now they're working on top-line funding for the government, which, again, is another source of disagreement. So they're nowhere near finding a solution, and we're basically, a month out.
Hey, before you go, can you take the pulse of the Congress as we head into the peaceful season of December? Is there partisanship? Is there bipartisanship? Are people getting along in the nation's capital?
Not really, but some are. It's still extremely partisan, but you're seeing, and I think the Senate is always a very good example of bipartisanship. I think you don't see that in the House at all. Right. But in the Senate, you do have Democrats and Republicans trying to work on a border security solution. And I think that might be the biggest issue right now. And so you do see, but there's a lot of recrimination. As I said, the Republicans walked out. So there's a lot of show there as well.
Right. All right, Roxanna, thank you so much for joining us. Roxanna Tiron, Bloomberg Government Senior Defense Reporter on Congress racing to approve must-pass defense authorization bill.